Bad Stories Podcast. Welcome to the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Weekly Challenge 261 is where I post the topic and then challenge you to come up with a 100-word story based on that topic. The topic this week was Stupid Computer. We're going to go ahead and listen to a bunch of stories that people sent in on this topic, and then when we're done, we're going to go to the website, which, once again, is podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and vote for our favorites. Clicky, click, click. It doesn't take too long. It doesn't take too long. There weren't many votes last week. Come on. It's Easter. It's Easter week. Come on. It's renewal. It's life. It's clicking on things. All right. Let's go ahead and start this up with TJ, who hails from one of the Dakotas. I'm not sure. The East, North, New Dakota. I don't know. Better than the old formula of Dakota. Here we go with TJ.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, where I'm actually on vacation this week, so people can vacation in North Dakota, and this is Stupid Computer.
Between Big Blue and Watson and Google's autocomplete algorithms, people were getting a bit nervous about smart computers. So we've developed a stupid computer with the attention span of a teenager.
Bite me, Wendell.
It records personal information and then prompts your memory by asking you things like, didn't you have something at, like, 2:30 today, the dentist maybe? Or reminding you that you're out of eggs when you're already through the checkout counter and telling your cell phone to check someone's phone number. It's not the most helpful machine, but using it will certainly improve your memory out of necessity, and if only by comparison.
Shut up, I totally don't sound like that, you douche.
Thank you, TJ. Actually, I think I want to buy one of those computers, if only just to have the sound clip or ringtone of Bite Me, Wendell. It's a, kind of a running theme here, although over the course of 5 years of weekly challenges, anything can be a theme. Yes, that's right, almost over 5 years of these. And the podcast is coming up on its 6th anniversary. And if you haven't sent in your recording of Keep It Brief, in your own way, in your own lead-up, a whole orchestra if you want to, or just a small child hiding in an elevator, Go ahead. Just get random people on the street. Walk around with yourself. Come on, say Keep It Brief. Come on, say Keep It Brief. You could do that, too, until you get arrested. Really, be a part of it. Next story is from someone new. Their name is DC. I have no idea what DC stands for, but DC is out there, and they're at dcmcmillan.wordpress.com. So, and warm regards, because they must obviously be somewhere that's warm. So here we go with a story by DC, as read by The Midget.
My stupid computer. It's slow, it's useless, it tells me I'm doing one thing when it's really doing another. Distracted, I nodded in a way I hoped conveyed sympathy. She continued. It looks like shit. It's constantly getting viruses. It craps out at the most inopportune times. It's almost like it's purposely being difficult. So get rid of it. I've grown attached... That's dumb. She looked at me, her face reflecting thoughts I couldn't be bothered to read. Is that how you deal with things that are no longer working? Absolutely. I see. And then, so did I.
Thank you, DC. And please, stick around. Be a part of this. Be a part of this each and every week until the week I die. Well, actually, day I die. Although, week. Although, if I do cack in the middle of a week and there's a weekly challenge up, like, everybody posts your stories to some sort of site. Like, I don't know, the cloud. Put it all in the cloud. Ooh. Speaking of cloud, Tom is here. And he's been giving us advice on how he writes 100-word stories, and, well, it's time that he wrote one and shared with you the results of all of his years of practice. On the top of the mountain of 100-word stories, where the great guru sits and thinks,
I wish Starbucks would deliver.
Here we go with Tom's story.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And tonight's story is called Out the Window Go the Beans. Stupid computer! Piece of garbage! Rudy opened the leather violin case. The shining metal flashed in his silver-gray eyes. He grabbed the Maxwell silver hammer, and brings it down on the center of the keyboard. He smashes the monitor, pulverizes the mouse, crushes the case, flattens the CPU like a raw veal cutlet, drops the hammer. With both hands, he throws the broken remains through the window. Glass flies everywhere. When the fury has passed, Rudy calmly returns the fine-tuning instrument back into the violin case. He heads down the street to his next unexpected customer.
Damn, I wish you could fix this computer.
Actually, my laptop's been running pretty good. I haven't had really any big problems with it, which means it hasn't collected enough dust inside of it to really go schizo. Well, thank you, Tom. And if anyone needs their computer worked on, Tom's your man. Leave him a request in the comments, since his email is top secret. Next up is Danny. Danny, I wonder, what have you got up your sleeve? No, your other sleeve. No, your other sleeve. No, your other sleeve. Why do you have four arms?
Hello, it's Danny Dwyer, and here we are with Weekly Challenge 261, Stupid Computer. Here's my story for this week. Congratulations! You are now the proud owner of the Tekken 3000 home robotic unit. This little mechanic humanoid can do it all. Cook, clean, walk the dog, repair the taxes, run your business. Tekken 3000 can work indoors, outdoors, even in outer space. I brought my Tekken 3000 home, and it was wonderful. The first night, my robot, I named him Robbie, did everything listed in the advertisement and more. Robbie, my new best friend. The next morning, Robbie hooked up to the internet via USB port to update his Windows Vista software. Was promptly infected with a virus and exploded. Stupid computer.
You're still running Vista? Oh man, that's crazy. Anyone who even, you know, you jump from XP to 7. Although now they're talking about this beta of Windows 8. Early beta. And every time they say everything's so wonderful and great, you know what the first thing I do? I try to get the system back to the point where it's, you know, maybe a little before XP. Windows 2000, I really liked. Windows 98, but I always get it back to the basic desktop. I don't do all the fancy stuff. Okay, this docking on the left and the right windows, okay. But most of it is just, you know, auto-sync when I plug in the camera, okay. All right. That's good. That's good stuff. But I just, so much of it is just, I mean, I got this new laptop, and I used to, in the old one, have one button that I could push, and it muted everything. I don't have that anymore. I kind of miss that. Although, hold on. Wait, this, I think, turns off the lights. Okay, so that turns off the keyboard lights. Whoa. Maybe that, I'm not... These buttons do so many things. That's a little butterfly. That's a speedometer. I don't know. I'm just so confused. I'm going to hit this button again. What does it do? Did it turn on my keyboard lights? No. I read the manual.
Are you crazy? Ugh. Whatever. And there's a little butterfly down here, too. Follow the butterfly. Next up is Zackman. He's no Danny. He's someone else. He's his own dog. And he's got his own beer. And own TV commercials for it.
Doc, you gotta help me. I thought it would be so cool to have a computer in my head so no one would know that when I was looking at them, I was really watching YouTube or listening to podcasts inside my head. Now it's taking over my entire life and making me miserable. Whenever I eat sweets or forget to pay bills before the first due date, it plays reality TV shows. If I lie to a woman, it plays Lifetime movies all night when I try to sleep. Doc, please remove the stupid computer now.
Thank you, Zackman, and hopefully you'll get that computer out of your head before next weekly challenge. Next up is Steven the Nuclear Man, who's defending this, defending that, defending everything, including the rights of the downtrodden. I think he was defending his thesis last week, and that's why he wasn't. All right. Are you Dr. Nuclear Man yet? I don't know. We'll find out when I play this, and then have to go back and edit and correct. Yeah, right, me edit.
Steven the Nuclear Man here. I have two stories for you this week. I have a 100-word story, which I will present first. And then, I have a 200-word story. It's not eligible for the voting, of course, but it was appropriate, and I liked it, and I wanted to share it with you. So here they both are. I love her. She caresses me with her fingers, fast, then slow, then fast again, slides them across the planes of my form. I love her. She tells me what to do, commands me. She is my mistress, my ruler, and I will always submit to her. I love her. I surprise her. She is puzzled at the strange shipments from Amazon. She wonders at the gorgeous photographs I show her. She laughs at the lolcats. I love her. Even as she defrags me, as she reaches out to turn me off and unplug me. I love her. The poet stood before the computer. You can fool their Turing tests, but that's nothing. The computer whirred, beeped, and hummed. The poet held out the small drive. My poetry. Poetry is human. Poetry is being alive. He inserted the drive into the computer's port. Analyze that, you stupid machine. The computer whirred, beeped, and hummed. The poet reached the door before the speakers came to life. You used metaphors of snow in your early work. Rain later. Frequency analysis, trivial. Snow covers, obscures, hides. Children laugh and play in it. Ugly things turn beautiful under the snow, but they are still there, just a crunching footstep away. People hide from rain, take shelter under umbrellas. They complain about the wet and the mud. Everyone wishes for a white Christmas. No one cares for a rainy Easter. Still, just recall. Snow obscures, but does not change anything. As snow melts, that left behind is ugly and tinged with cinders and salt. Nothing changes. When rain leaves, it is messy and muddy, but it is clean and fresh. New things can grow. That's not what they mean, the poet said. The computer whirred, beeped and hummed. Then why are you crying?
Thank you, Stephen. And if folks out there can't quite hit 100 words and they have 200 or 500 or 1,000, please, go ahead and send them in. Although, maybe not, you know, stories of 1,000 words. I would suggest you get those over to the Drabblecast. Norm Sherman runs that. There are also other writing podcasts out there. In fact, if you have any suggestions of other places to submit your writing, what I can do is create a page up on the website at podcast.iswolfcrap.com and call it Peddle Your Shit Somewhere Else. That could be kind of funny with my tongue-in-cheek nasty attitude. No, really, it would be kind of cool. I should post that up there. By the way, that promo that you heard in midweek about Beware the Hairy Mango, he's working, Matthew Sanborn Smith is working on it. And if you want me to play your promo during the week, just toss it to me. You know, produce it, get it together. I want to hear one for Flying Island Press. I want to hear one for this. But also, don't forget to include it within your weekly challenge submission so that, you know me, I don't know how to edit. Well, I do know how to edit. I don't know how to edit and actually care about editing. And, you know, Stephen, your book. That book with all the stories, if you've got one recorded, play it during the week. That way we can have 4, 5, 6 episodes up per day, and everyone stops listening. But they're really short. I'm going to also come up with a list of really short podcasts that are good, like Word of the Day and Saint of the Day. And there's some really good ones like that. And Poetry of the Day. Next up is AM Early, whose computer has exploded or something and can't record, can't email. I got this one written on the back of a wild dingo that was eating a baby. So here's AM Early.
Glenn wasn't sure about the independent computer store. The young salesman was so friendly, helpful, and plain-spoken. Glenn could see the store and its nice reputation, but Glenn still had one question. Why is the store named Stupid Computer? Computers are stupid because they only do what they are told. We fix them to do what their owner wants. As Glenn left, he heard laughter coming from the stockroom. Have a good day, the salesman's words stopped the laughter. Glenn didn't know what the joke he missed was, and he didn't want to know.
I know what the joke is. How do you saw the Pope's hat in half? Use a miter saw. That I use that one too much. I should retire it. I need to come up with a new one. If you've got a joke, leave it in the comments, and I will steal it and claim that I wrote it. Finally, we have Philip Norval Joe Carroll, Flying Island Press, and this and this and that, and, well, he does so much out there for so many people, but he takes time to spend a minute with us and relate this story.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press. And this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 261 with a prompt of Stupid Computer. So here's my story. Spirit leader, Og need advice, the clan chief said and crouched before the old man. Speak, Og. The spirit leader grunted. Winter come. We stay, or find warmer place. How much food you have? 1 mammoth, 3 bison, the clan chief said. How many people? Clan have 38 people. I speak to ancestors, the spirit leader said, and removed several worn finger bones from a leather pouch. He rolled them between his hands and cast them into the dirt. He stared in silent dismay. What say ancestors? Og asked. Ancestors say, error 326, missing array parameter. Og say, stupid computer. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Norval Joe. Gotta love prehistoric computers. Oh well, they probably need an upgrade or something. Download it from the CaveNet. Finally, yeah, I already said finally with Norval Joe, but this is the real finally. I wanted you to hope and think, no, there's no Planet Z this week. Oh my God, this is great. Oh, tell the kids, Martha, load up the... What? No, don't bite me. Ah! So, here's Planet Z with his story, and I hope you survive.
I turned on the computer, checked email, and then went to the feeds. Like kryptonite to stupid was one of the taglines I saw. After reading this jackass's drivel for a bit, I mumbled, more like magnet to stupid there, and I shut things down. I started to wonder if there was only so much intelligence to go around, and with the explosion in data storage and clouds and server farms, if things weren't being spread too thin these days. I squeezed into my Hummer, drove to McDonald's, and let the car idle as I ate 5 Egg McMuffins.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories, 100 words long, but there was one that was 200. Stephen said there's a fastball, a nuclear-powered fastball. No, a whole bunch of stories about stupid computer. Thank you to everyone who sent in the stories. Thank you, people, for listening. Thank you for going to the site podcasting.isfullofcrap.com to vote for your favorites, to check people's homepages that they sent the link, or if they didn't, Google them, find where they are, follow them. Also, up on Twitter, the horribly underused 100-word stories... I will try to do a... I keep saying that every week. So what I'm going to do is try to do a worse job of keeping things updated there. That way you never follow it. And if there's stuff that needs retweeting or pimping or promoting or twatting or whatever, just tell me and I'll do it. If you look at who it follows, they're mostly author types. People who have been a part of the Weekly Challenge. If it does not follow you, well... write me a note and say, hey, you should be following me. But then again, I gave up on Tunes and SL, too. But this is, it's just a, I don't use it for anything, really. Never end on a downer. So let's all be happy and remember, the 6th anniversary is coming up. I think we ought to do something special for it. Oh yeah, send in a clip of you saying, keep it brief. You know the thing that I say at the end of every goddamn podcast? No, really. If you need cue cards, write me, and I will mail you a cue card that says, keep it brief. Okay? How's that for a deal? A little postcard. A postcard that says, keep it brief, so that you can wave it in front of your big fat face and just go, keep it brief. Mine says, don't eat kolaches. I'm at 197.6 today. So, I'm down quite a bit. I was at 210 March 10th. So, in that time, I'm down a bit, 12 pounds. So, I've got another 18 pounds to go, and I should shut up now. If I'm losing 2 a week, that means I'm done in 8 weeks. So, no, 9 weeks. 8, 9, something like that.
I don't like math. Math doesn't like me. We fight.
See y'all next week on the Weekly Challenge, when the topic will be a whole bunch of stuff. Go to the site and find out. If you can't read, tell your dog to read it to you. Until then, thank you for listening, and as always... shit, where's my cue card? Oh, keep it brief. Closing.